Number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, as the trade deadline in the NHL, 2 o'clock Central Time today, it is looming, and we bring in Greg Wyshynski, who has the latest for sure. Hello, Greg, what's going on?
A little sleepy. I wish our friends on the West Coast could have gotten their act together last night and figured out some things before like 2:30 in the morning Eastern Standard, as I'm waiting on Mikko Rantanen to figure out what he's doing. It's a fun deadline. I think with having so many teams in the playoff race and with the certainty about the salary cap for the next three seasons after this one, it's really opened up a lot of interesting possibilities. And already we're seeing a lot of guys with term moved that maybe normally wouldn't. In fact, there's a trade brewing between the Buffalo Sabres and Ottawa Senators at this point that could see Josh Norris going to the Sabres and potentially Dylan Cousins going back to Ottawa, which is two guys that have some term on their contracts.
Yeah, and I mean we've seen that, like you said, and the Predators have acquired who was it yesterday that they got that had a term on his contract, had another year left. So I mean, it seems like GMs aren't afraid to do that. Where do you think this thing goes with Mikko Rantanen?
So the way it's playing out right now is that Dallas clearly only wants him if they can get him on an extension. And I think the other part of that is that Carolina will only get the value they really want for Rantanen if he does sign an extension. And by that, I mean, there's been names like Logan Stankoven thrown around. He's a really good young player for the Dallas Stars. That quality of player is not going back to the Hurricanes unless Dallas knows they've got Rantanen, you know, for the next several seasons. It's either he's going to sign in Dallas or that trade collapses. Then do the Hurricanes go back to the drawing board with some of the other teams they've been talking to in the last week, or do they ultimately keep Rantanen around for the purposes they traded for him in the first place, which is to finally get over the hump in the postseason? I spoke with a source this morning who said it, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility he remains with the Hurricanes. This is not a burnt bridge. They are prepared to keep him as a rental if things don't come to pass as far as the value they're looking for in trading him. I mean, he's sixth in the league in scoring in the postseason over like the last five seasons. And this Hurricanes team has as good a chance as anybody to advance out of the Metro. So why not keep him around?
Greg, one of the Predator players we had on last week was Michael McCarron. We talked to him. He's now our favorite on the show. What team, you know, his name has been mentioned being traded. What team could use a Michael McCarron? What team could take him today and get a nice push for the playoffs?
I'd say any team that's looking to beat Florida, for one, because, you know, we're seeing some teams around the league really muscle up. I mean, like Vegas is punishing. Florida is punishing. And I think that there are teams that are going to have to respond in kind by adding a little bit of grit and physicality to their lineups. Anybody that's in that position, I think, should be interested in adding him to their bottom six. And obviously, with his price point, it's not a crazy add that's going to screw up your salary cap. I think some teams are probably looking to see if Matthew Olivier of the Columbus Blue Jackets was going to potentially not re-sign there. He's sort of the reigning heavyweight champ right now in the NHL. But he did re-sign. He signed an extension with the Blue Jackets coming off the market. When that happened, I think that, you know, players like McCarron all of a sudden saw their value increase a little bit, or at least the interest in him increase a little bit.
So I'm fascinated about what you do on draft day, on a trade deadline day, because there's so much misinformation and information out there. How do you vet everything, Greg? I'm just curious how the process works for you, because as a former TV guy, I almost fell one or two times to false rumors and all that. But how do you vet things out? Like, all right, is it a thing? You know, like, all right, there's something fishy here. How do you do this?
Well, the first thing is always click through on the tweets. The guy who is one letter off from being Elliot Friedman will probably only have about 34 followers compared to a couple million or whatever Elliot's up to these days. So that's the first thing, is that as we're all following along with different journalists and writers from around the league, always make sure you know who you're reading. But then on the other, for me, I mean, obviously you know, I'm constantly trying to confirm reporting myself as the day goes on in order to be able to write stories or analyze the deals. So it's a lot of reaching out on text and to agents and to executives and sometimes to players to see what's going on. And, you know, on a day like this, you expect not to get a whole lot back, but occasionally, and eventually you do. I mean, it's funny. Like, there are so many of these deadline days that I've worked now where it's like, 3:30 in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. The thing's been done for half an hour and your phone's blowing up with a bunch of people saying, yeah, that's correct. I'm like, yeah, thanks. Yeah. where were you at 2 hours ago? But that's just how it goes. It's a very, very busy time for all involved.
Do you ever had an instance where an agent or somebody in one of the front offices called you and said, hey, we're going to do this trade, but don't tell anybody?
I mean, not in such explicit terms. I mean, I've had discussions with people where they clearly clue you in on who they're interested in, and if things break a certain way, they might end up with that player. Or, you know, a lot of times discussions that you have around this time of year is to kind of like disprove things. You know, there are certain, you know, hockey media can be an echo chamber sometimes where, you know, one trade board becomes another trade board, becomes the discussion of the fans. And then you have to like get an agent or somebody reaching out and being like, well, this person is not going to be traded. Like Jason Zucker is a good example, a guy you're familiar with, who just re-signed with the Buffalo Sabres. Like, his name had popped up on a bunch of, you know, trade boards or trade discussions, and everything that I heard was that he really wanted to stay in Buffalo and they'd probably find a way for it to work. So, you know, no one reached out to say, hey, get off the Jason Zucker train, but that's probably a good example of one where the wind seemed to be blowing for him to be trade bait, but in actuality, you know, things were progressing for an extension with him and the team.
We're talking to Greg Wyshynski from ESPN as the trade deadline looms here. Ryan O'Reilly's name has been floated about, you know, and Barry Trotz was pretty, you know, clear in saying he was really going to have to be blown away, and he's almost treated O'Reilly like he has trade protection, which he doesn't. And I'm curious of your thoughts on that and what that says about O'Reilly as a player and how important he is to what Trotz and Andrew Brunette are trying to build here in Nashville.
Well, I mean, it speaks to why they signed him, right? And by that I mean they signed him because he's a character guy, because he's a winner, because he's a leader, and because they felt that is the kind of example they wanted on the ice and in their locker room. And that hasn't changed, obviously, even though things haven't gone well this season. But, you know, they also signed him as a guy who had other suitors and had other opportunities and committed to come to Nashville. And I think when he does that, there's a certain amount of gravitas he brings and a certain amount of respect, spoken or unspoken, that, you know, we're going to do right by what you want. You know, it's not going to be an explicit no movement clause, but you're going to have some input on what you'd like to do. I've heard the same sort of deference has been given to some players in the Blackhawks, Pat Maroon being one of them, where, you know, obviously a lot of people would love to have Pat Maroon. It seems like whatever team he's on, they win the cup, but they're not going to move him unless it's to a place that he'd like to play. And so when you get veterans that have won in the past and have that level of respect, I think you don't necessarily have to go and give them, you know, trade protection. I think it's kind of a mutual agreement that, hey, when and if the time comes, or if the, you know, if somebody quote unquote blows away Barry Trotz with an offer, you know, we'll have a discussion, we'll see how it goes, and we'll see if it's the best for both of us.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting to watch throughout the rest of the day. I know it's a busy one for you, but, hey, only a few more hours, my friend. Before we let you go, it is National Middle Name Day. So what is your middle name?
It's Robert. There's a naming convention on the male side of the Wyshynski family where the father's name becomes the son's middle name. So I'm Robert. My dad is Walter, which was his dad's name. And I only have girls. So we didn't carry it over to the girls as far as the naming convention goes, but that's how I ended up with it. Now, I will say that we named our one-year-old Iris Winter, and we did it because while we liked Iris, we weren't sure she would later in life, but we thought Winter was a pretty banging name as far as like an alternate first name. So when we figured out her name when she was born, we're like, all right, we'll give her Iris. If in like 15 years, she's like, I hate it, then you got winter going for you, and maybe that'll be okay. So that was our thought and middle name there.
Nice.
I like that. You gave her some options. That's good.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
You want to give her, you want to give a toddler as much agency as you can in life.
Yes.
Is what we all know. Yeah.
I have to do this too because you're a wrestling nerd like me. Cena heel turn. What do you think?
It was so well done that it made me forget how completely nonsensical all of the Rock stuff has been over the last 2 months.
Yeah.
None of it makes sense. I still don't know what Cody selling his soul means, but the thing I like best about the heel turn, and we don't know why he's done it yet, but we kind of understand it maybe, is that if it is I'm old now, and in order to achieve the thing I need to achieve, I had to turn to the dark side for the power I needed to win the championship again. I think that kind of fits with the character, and it fits with what Cena would do. And what does he do? Does he shave his head? Does he wear
black
jorts? Like what is he gonna do? I don't want to see corporate Cena. I know that.
Yeah.
He's gonna have to change up the look somehow. Maybe he goes Stone Cold. Maybe he goes bald head and a goatee, and now he's Evil John. I don't know, but it's fun. I had a ton of fun watching the turn, and you know, like anything in wrestling, the anticipation of where it could go next sometimes is the real fun of it, until you're inevitably disappointed by where it actually goes.
I 100% agree, but it's gonna be. They got my attention. That is for sure. Thanks as always for doing this. Enjoy the rest of the deadline, and we'll talk. I guess you're off next week. We'll talk to you here in a couple of weeks.
All right, boys. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Greg Wyshynski joining us here on the program, as he does every week, and we always appreciate that, from ESPN. And, of course, I cannot forget that he is presented by the fine, fine folks at Old National Bank. Get old. Again, Old National Bank, get old, and appreciate their sponsorship with Greg Wyshynski. We'll react to some of that, get back into the Titans. Chris Sanders is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, live from the Omni Nashville Hotel. It is Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, here on this Friday, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, as we always are. Again, if anything breaks to the NHL concerning the Predators, we will let you know. Free agency on Monday. I did see, or I guess legal tampering on Monday, I did see that that now there's some reports that the Vikings are interested in keeping Sam Darnold.
He's not going anywhere. Just stop it. You stop it. No, you stop it. Why get rid of him? He's better than McCarthy. He's proved it. So there you go. Ride it with Sam Darnold for a few years.
I mean, I get it, but you know, then what do you do with McCarthy? You just trade him?
Keep him around, man. And then if he doesn't want to, then maybe find a trade partner for him and send him to the Jets or send him someplace else. You know, this evaluation.
Just punish him.
This evaluations of quarterbacks throughout the years has been just complete asinine. I mean, you just, the way they knew Josh Allen be who he was. We kind of knew Mahomes. Trubisky went so early in the draft. Daniel Jones is terrible. I don't get why Daniel Jones was basically the Giants said, we would like for you to leave. We'll help you leave. Why is he now a hot commodity for other teams? I mean, he had one good game, I think, when he beat the Vikings in the playoffs. That's it. Then he got a massive deal, and he came back to being a very pedestrian average quarterback. It's just all this quarterbacking yanking around left and right. You just don't know, man. But you knew no Darnold. You saw what he did last year. Keep him. Mind the Vikings. You let him go. You deserve to go 2-15 next year. You don't deserve it.
Yeah.
When you got a guy with a good head coach who knows you and the best receiver in football, keep him there, man. It's easy. And again, it ain't your money. It's the owner's money that they're spending on him. Let him do that. Let him go.
I know, but we always like to spend the owner's money.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes sometimes. All right, are you ready? Are you ready for this phone call?
Yeah, who is it?
Clay is on the line for middle names. Hello, Clay.
Boys, how are we doing this morning?
Oh, we're better now.
Now, Chase, let me explain something to you. Big Joe and I, this is how this all started to me, driving him, you know, to the Auburn game. We communicate on Messenger off Facebook. So that's kind of how this whole thing started.
Y'all are buddies. Big
Joe's
buddies.
Joe is the man.
Okay.
Right, Joe?
Yes, sir. Yep. I'm just wondering where this is going.
So anyway, big win for the Lady Commodores yesterday.
Nope. I know. I made that mistake earlier. They're not the Lady Doors.
They are not. They're Vanderbilt women's basketball team. Yeah. Come on, Clay.
Okay. The point is, they beat Tennessee for twice in 1 year for the first time. That's a pretty big deal. Shea Ralph got this program headed in the right direction.
I agree. She's done a fine job. All right, what is your middle name?
Turner.
Is Clay short for Clayton, or is it just Clay?
Clayton.
Clayton Turner. Okay, all right.
I like Turner.
Yeah, hey, I like
you know,
that.
I told you this before. You know, you and I have got a lot in common. You know, we both love the Doors. We both love the Cowboys. We just would like to both shoot the finger and tell him he's number one to Mr. Gary Jones.
Yeah, 100%. We do agree on that, Clay.
Hey, Turner, you busy today?
Busy. Got an airport pickup around 12:30, Big Joe. Hopefully no one has to jump out of the way if I'm not paying attention.
is this a private jet coming in, or is this just a regular commercial?
No, this is a regular commercial.
Okay.
All right.
Very nice.
You ever drive high-end VIPs?
No, just I'm not like you, Big Joe. You know, you're the one driving the big VIPs.
You ever drive? What would you do if Clark Lee got into the car with you?
I would be a very happy man. I might be so nervous somebody might jump out of the way because I might not be paying attention.
What about if Kevin Stallings called you up and said,
oh boy.
Said, Turner, I need a ride.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. At George Plaster's bowling event that I've participated in twice, Kevin Stallings, I'm going to be honest, boys, this shows you the pressure of coaching. Kevin Stallings is a completely different dude now that he doesn't have the pressure. Coaching college basketball.
Does he have a full head of hair?
We had a ball, you know, back right after Thanksgiving is when this thing's done every year. We had a ball. I mean, he laughed. I mean, he had kind of a little bit of straggly stubble, kind of like almost like a goatee on his chin. And I said, I'm going to have to get you a razor for Christmas. And he just started laughing. Now, that wouldn't have happened back in the day, boys.
Oh, no. No, look, it just shows you the pressures of coaching for sure. Clay, appreciate the call as always, my friend.
See you, boys.
Have a good one. Clayton Turner. Calling in. Coming up next, I know Chris's middle name. We will talk to Dwayne, Christopher Dwayne Sanders. He will join us. Coming up next, get his thoughts on some free agency targets for the Titans. Do that next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Is this wrong? Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. I'm so confused.
So that was the song to play when I asked Chris. Chris has his own theme song.
Oh, gotcha.
That's the song for – I'll come up with another one, though.
That's okay. No, it's
we
fine.
Got this.
It's all right. Let's bring in Christopher Sanders. On this Friday, your true middle. All right, so it's National Middle Name Day. So we've been asking people their middle names. Yes. Your true middle name is Dwayne, correct?
Dwayne, yes.
Yes. So Christopher Dwayne Sanders.
Dwayne said, "That's pretty cool. It's pretty snappy, Christopher. You got to put some stank on it, though. You can't say Dwayne. You got to Christopher Dwayne Sanders.
Dwayne, yeah. You're like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. Nah, that's whack. It's Dwayne.
Chris, I want to start with this because I've seen there's been a few moves with wide receivers and Christian Kirk is going to the Texans and I just saw Tutu Atwell got an extension. How come we haven't heard anything on that Honda Civic NWI Nick Westbrook-Ikhine? Because I feel like the Titans should make that move and re-sign him, but I'm afraid they're not going to.
I don't think they are. I mean, the thing about it is, I mean, NWI did some great things, and he caught 9 touchdowns this year. But you got to – I mean, and I say this respectfully. Yes, he's going to make the good catches, but you got to get somebody on the other side of Calvin Ridley that really scares the opposing defense. I think NWI is a really, 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 really good player. He's reliable. He doesn't complain. He plays special teams. He does everything that you want him to do. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to get another receiver that's explosive. If you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, you got A.J. Brown, you got Donte Smith. Those guys pose a threat. Now you look at the Tennessee Titans, you got Calvin Ridley, and then you have N.W.I. Only Calvin Ridley opposes that deep threat.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see what they do, because obviously they got to add some receivers. It's also
absolutely.
It's also looking like Darnold could potentially stay in Minnesota. I don't think we're going to know until the yeah. end there, but who knows? How do you see this quarterback carousel shaking out? Cam Ward is in the facility with the Titans today. Yeah. Do you think they need to know today? Like, all of them need to get in a room tonight and go, all right, he's our guy. Or do they still need to give that a few days?
I mean, this is still going to take a little bit of time. And the whispers that I keep hearing is, and I don't know if it's true or not, but they keep saying Jameis Winston. I mean, everybody's talking about him teaming up with Levis. So I don't know. So if you got a situation with Cam Ward, you better make sure he's the guy. You better make sure that he's the face of your franchise. And the thing about it is, when you have Cameron Ward coming to your organization, it ain't no time to develop. You have to play right away. So when they're in the meeting room, you got Brinker, you got Berganzi, you got Brian Callahan, you got all the guys that are making the decision. You better make it a clear-cut decision that he's our guy going forward. So they're going to have to make that decision.
Chris Sanders is with us. Chris, you ready for your song?
Where's my theme song?
Here we go.
Dun, 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 baby, forget me nuts. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, man.
Remember. Oh, my God. Hey. True story. About two days ago, I was listening to that exact song. I want you to remember Patrice
yeah,
Rushen.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Patrice Rushen. You're
how
right you about that.
Songs, man?
Because I love you.
Songs?
That's why.
Because
I love you.
Wow.
All right. So let me ask you this. So free agency's happening. Guys moving around left and right. What was your reaction in 1998 when the Oilers signed Yancey Thigpen to your position?
Oh, my God. You know what? And I'm going to be honest with you, because that was the year they think they brought Kevin Dyson also in. I think so. It was at 1998. I think I can remember.
And he was drafted. Yeah.
I remember sitting in. I was sitting in my basement, and when they drafted Kevin Dyson, they brought Yancey Thigpen. You know, I was upset. I mean, I really was upset. You know, I was like, okay, they're trying to replace me and all these things. But the one thing that I had to do is I had to check my emotions. I had to set my emotions to the side and change my mindset. Because the thing about it is, I say this all the time, and I know it sounds corny and cliché-ish, you got two choices, to get better or get bitter. So what I had to do is I had to choose to get better, to where I'm going to play so well that you have to play me. I'm going to play so well that I can't be sitting on the sidelines. And that's exactly what happened. Because even though Yancey came in and Kevin Dyson came in, I tried to make it a point that I was going to be in the rotation with those starting guys.
Did you ever go to Floyd or Jeff and say, hey, man, what the hell?
No, I wasn't that type of guy. Even though in my heart I wanted to go and just – I want to throw the whole table at Jim Fitchett. I mean, I did. Just been
watch it, big boy.
I know, because I was upset, because I was. Can I just be honest with you? I was very, very selfish, because I was just worried about myself and worried about what I can get. And I had to understand that, you know, if I go in like that, then I made it about me. So what I had to do as a professional, I had to sit down and evaluate myself. Okay, what do I want to do? Do I want to sit here and be mad at Jeff Fisher? Do I want to sit there and be mad at, you know, Flory? No. I'm going to get on the line. I'm going to line up, and I'm going to play so stinking well that you have to play me. And that's how you handle it as, quote, unquote, a professional.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, it's ego. We all got egos.
Yeah,
so when you see that they've signed Yancey to a massive deal, they draft Kevin Dyson, like, what the hell's going on, man?
Yeah, and then on top of that, the year after that, they say, Chris, come in my office. We want to talk to you. And all of a sudden they said, we need you to take a $600,000 pay cut. What? Wait a minute. Hold on. You're telling me you brought Kevin Dyson in, you brought Yancey Thigpen in, and then on top of that, you want me to take a $6,000 pay cut? So now I got three things that I'm fired up about. But what I had to do is, I'll never forget, I went to church that night, and I'm going to be honest with you, I was in tears. I mean, I was crying, and I'm mad, and I'm dry. But I went, and I listened to a preacher, and he said this. He said, when you're going through adversity, just like what I said, you got two choices, to get better or get bitter. And that's exactly how I had to handle it.
Chris Sanders is with us. And look, you're right. I mean, get better or get better. That's honestly your only choices. You know, when they're looking at free agency next week, sure. You know, I've Morgan Moses is a name that's been out there, an offensive mm-hmm. lineman. In your mind, when legal tampering is done and everything gets officially announced on Wednesday, give me a couple of positions that you want to have been addressed via free agency.
I mean, you know, everybody wants to address the quarterback situation. I understand. And then also the wide receiver position. But you can have all those. You can have the greatest quarterback in America. You can have the greatest wide receiver in America. But you have to have an offensive line. And if you look at the struggle that the last couple of years that the Tennessee Titans has been the offensive line, the right tackle. So some of the guys that I think that can help the Titans. I don't know the situation right now with Trey Smith with the Chiefs. Then you got Ronnie Staley from the Ravens. You got Cam Robinson from the Ravens also. So those are some of the guys you can look. But the thing about it is you want to make sure you get guys that fit your system. I don't want to just get a big-name guy, oh, he's great, but he consistently gets hurt. You got to get the offensive line situation taken care of. Then you get the quarterback, and then you get the receiver, and then you get your edge rusher. But at the end of the day, we saw it in the Super Bowl. If you don't win in the trenches, you're not going to win the ballgame. We saw it with the defense and the offensive line.
That is 100% true. Chris, Dwayne, appreciate it as always.
Put some stank on it.
Dwayne. Is that better?
That's better, man.
Hey, have a wonderful weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Man. Hey, love y'all so much. Y'all take care.
Yeah, you too. Christopher Dwayne Sanders joining us here on the program. Can I read a tweet real quick?
Yeah.
Because I feel like this might be a subtweet.
Please do.
This is from Easton Freeze, of course, with A to Z Sports. He says, Cam Ward is hanging out with the Titans brass here in Nashville as we speak. Just saw somebody say, or did you hear it, quote, don't let Cam leave the building, end quote, which isn't how a 30 visit works, but, of course, I do love the enthusiasm.
No, is that not how it works?
Yeah.
Of course, it's a joke. It's the whole free agent joke of don't let him leave without a deal. We know he's not signing a deal. We know all this. God almighty, man. Let's laugh more.
Go steal some pictures or something. Anyway, just kidding. Easton
are they
does a
still
great
around?
Job.
I don't know.
They are. They do a great job. Okay. They do a great job over there. So,
Look,
it was a joke. You were joking. We know how this works. But I think the point you were trying to make was when he does leave the building – you have to have in your head of that's our guy. He's coming back.
Yeah.
We're going to take him. He's going to be our guy. He's who we're going
to
build around.
It's not to the level of Howard Schnellenberger kidnapping Joe Namath as a high school senior, which look that up. That's a true story. But no, we get it. Good Lord.
The Adam Schefter putting this out 1 minute ago. The Commanders have informed 2-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen that he's being released. And there will allow him to go to free agency early. That could be an interesting one.
Why are they letting him go, though, bro?
I know. Floyd used to always say that. You know, why are they out there? But something to consider. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, live from the Omni Nashville Hotel. Our presenting sponsor. We're at Kitchen Notes today. Appreciate Chris for joining us here on the program again. Barry Trotz. Scheduled to join Jared Stillman this afternoon around 3 o'clock when the trade deadline concludes. So by the time he goes on the air, we'll know if the Preds have made any more trades. You know, we got a text on our text line asking what the temperature of the Preds trade deadline. Are they going to make any moves? I mean, they've made quite a few moves in the last few weeks, which are considered deadline moves. So I would suspect there could be one more, but I don't know for sure. I mean, they have made a lot of moves here in the last few days. Real quick, before we get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays, Joe wants to comment on middle names. Joe, what's up? Okay. All right. I guess not. Good job. Good call.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. It is all brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards, electrical services, electrical installations, electrical inspections, upgrades, and replacements. Visit them online at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
All right, gentlemen. First on the list we have is Dress in Blue Day. So if you got some blue, wear it. I'm wearing some blue jeans. Let's see. Employee Appreciation Day is next. Appreciate your people in your office.
Well, I appreciate all of you guys.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks. Let's see. Friday Fish Friday. So if you know, eat some fish. Middle name.
We had them on yesterday.
Yep. No. Middle name day is today. National Be Heard Day. National Cereal Day. Love me some cereal. National.
Okay, you better eat it before RFK takes it away.
Oh, don't worry. I'll eat the Raisin Bran. National Crown Roast of Pork Day. National Day of Unplugging. National Flapjack Day. Love me a good flapjack. National Speech and Debate Education Day. National Tartar Sauce Day. Plant Power Day.
Give the fools their tartar sauce.
Yes.
And to wrap it up, World Day of Prayer.
Oh, so nice. I love that's one of my favorite Burns lines. Give the fools their tartar sauce.
One of the best lines ever. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within two. Our first birthday is the great actor Bryan Cranston. Walter White. Oh. How old is Bryan Cranston today?
73.
No, he's got to be like 63.
69.
Nice.
Guys, miss a second. The very funny comedian Wanda Sykes.
62.
65.
61. Chase is on the board. 1-0. Rachel Weisz, the actress. Weisz. She's been in 1,000 movies. She won an Oscar for The Constant Gardener.
I'm going to say 53.
57.
55. That's a push.
Oh, dang.
Well done. The actor, who's very good. Peter Sarsgaard.
Sarsgaard. A guard.
yes.
58.
52. 54. Dr. Crane's on the board. 1-1 now. Jenna Fisher from The Office.
Pam.
Pam Halpert.
54.
46.
51.
Just off.
So close.
Just a bit outside.
On down here. Don't know who that is. I love when we get to the part of these people. Like, I've never seen these people before, but they have celebrity birthdays. Oh, Laura Prepon. Prepon. She was on That 70s Show. She was on Orange is the New Black. And I'm told she lives in Nashville.
48.
52.
45. The great actor Daniel J. Traviante from Hill Street Blues. He was the leader of the group.
71.
77.
85. Lead singer of the Jay Giles Band, Peter Wolf. Centerfold.
74.
80.
79. Dr. Crane's up 2-1. Well done, Dr. Crane, on that. Opry singer Denise Graves. Y'all should know this.
87.
90.
61. So all opera singers are in the 80s and 90s.
At least at Opry.
All right. Janet Guthrie, the first woman to ride or drive in the Daytona 500. Janet Guthrie.
Yeah. 77.
75.
87. Hall of Famer Lynn Swann, who was born in Tennessee.
Lynn Swann is 67.
63.
73.
Dang.
The golfer Tom Lehman.
Any kin to Steve Lehman?
No. Maybe. Spelled differently.
64.
69.
66. We're tied at 2. I like this. Ivan Lendl. My favorite tennis players growing up. Ivan Lendl.
67.
71.
65. Chase up 3-2. Joe Carter. walk-off base hit, and was it a homer or base hit in the World Series in 93? I don't remember. But Joe Carter from the Toronto Blue Jays, Cleveland Indians, Chicago Cubs.
70.
73.
65. NFL quarterback Steve Berline.
Fifty-five. 58. 60.
We're tied at three with two to go. Former NFL receiver Flipper Anderson.
71. 65. 60.
We've come down to the final birthday, tied at three, ahead of the weekend. How old is former San Francisco Giant player Jeff Kent? Remember, his son played for Texas A&M last year in the College World Series against Tennessee. Jeff Kent for the win.
60.
63.
57. One more birthday, and this will be a tie. Singer Taylor Dane.
38.
41.
63. One more. Guitar player Ernie Isley of the Isley Brothers. This is for the win, guys.
73.
74.
At the buzzer, Chase McCabe. He's 73 years old.
Oh.
Chase wins 5-3. Well done.
You tried that Price is Right, but it didn't work. That will do it for us.
Yes, as we leave to the weekend. And listen, this was our message today. Know if you're going through some things, again, we tell you all the time, you can call on your cell phone or text 988. But I want you to know this. If you're a guy and you're struggling today, there's somebody out there, when they think about you, they smile. They think about you and walk into a room. They can't wait to see you make them smile. You make them happy. That's how you know you're doing something good in life. Know that people love you. And they're out there. They can't wait to see you. And you've had good times with them. And they love you being in their world. That's why we need you here. So if you're struggling, reach out to us. Call or text 988 on the cell phone. Know that we love you. More importantly, more than anything else in the world, God loves you.
I love this, too. Yesterday, obviously, we were up against it with Jeff Fisher. Somebody actually said to me, hey, I didn't hear your message end of the show. That tells me you're listening.
Thank you.
And we appreciate that. And obviously, we will always get that message out there. That will do it for us. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.